dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we get ready for a Wednesday edition. We're going to talk to Jay Christensen, the defensive coordinator at Morningside College, ranked fifth in the country. Full disclosure, I've known Jay since he was just a little Wildcat. Just a little St. Paul Wildcat. A little guy. And he played at
UNK. He's still not all that big.
Well, then went to UNK as a player, coached at UNK, has moved on to Morningside as the defensive coordinator. Morningside playing Hastings this week. And we're going to try and convince Jay that they need to give up a few points to Hastings College and maybe back down on the run game just a little bit.
Yeah, that'd certainly be good. And I think this is a game which Hastings College, it's one of those games which, yeah, you're the decided underdog. You got to find a way to win, and getting through that defense will be a monumental task on Saturday for Coach Merkowitz.
So we're going to talk with Jay. Also, it's Wednesday. That means Huskerland Prep Report. Bob Jensen will be joining us in the second half of the show today. Tomorrow on the show, we have got the head football coach at Texas Tech, Mike Leach, is going to join us. Head coach, Texas Tech, second in the nation in offense, first in passing offense, going to join us on the program tomorrow. Also, Tri-City Storm hockey coach Tom Rudrud tomorrow. Adam Central football coach Bill Carlin later this week. We're going to talk homecoming. UNK has some athletes going in, five of them coming up this week. Who we got Friday among our guests, Danny?
Brian Nielsen set to join us. Great basketball for the Lopers.
There's five people going in, and we took number five?
That's not true.
Oh.
Don't get down. We love to have Mook on.
It's maybe one of the most underrated players in UNK history when you look at the stats and look what happened. I mean, right after his tenure is really when this Loper program started to make all their runs. You start with Savela and bring everybody in after that. And then you have Tom Kropp and the boys that he played with in the 70s. Really, he was one of them. Brian was one of them that really kind of got it going. You've got our little friend from Adams, Philly, Anthony Harms. You've had, the Wahoo kids, some kids in from Omaha like Brian. But, for the numbers he put up, maybe one of the most underrated Lopers of all time, and not anymore, going
well,
into the hall.
Yeah, pretty good people around him, too. You go back to Mike Mueller out of Columbus, Jamie Tomlin from Alliance, Brian Kissinger, of course, played on those teams. Steve Scheidegger. I mean, there are several people back in those days that will remember those teams. Brian Nielsen, a force to be reckoned with, can still get up and down the court, can still shoot the three for a big man.
1-888-455-ESPN. That's all coming up later this week. You can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll talk about a variety of things, but we're like, on the national scene, it's been kind of quiet. There's no national ruckus to talk about today, so we're going to get to keep it on the local side. We'll get to take a look at what's going on with, volleyball in the area. UNK a winner last night. Hastings and Nebraska playing tonight. That's coming up. And a variety of things. State golf is now set for the ladies. And yesterday a lot better than it was on Monday. Wonder how many of those teams that had to play Monday would like to be teeing it up right about now.
And why was that not an option? Do we know that?
No, I have no idea. Travel? I don't know. Didn't matter. I don't know. I'm not going to get upset about it. I mean, it's just one of those things. I'm glad I didn't have to be in it, but you could tell by some of the quotes from Coach Becker that nobody really wanted to be playing in that. But what do you do? I guess I don't know. Especially since they scheduled. I'll tell you one thing you do is you don't have two districts on the same golf course. No matter how great Metal Arc Hills is, no matter how great the Grand Island courses are, no matter how great Hastings courses are, there's more courses.
Doug, I think a lot of people out there like us enjoy fantasy football, enjoy playing fantasy football. We just happened to be in casual conversation the other night when you brought up and you said, boy, look at the top 10 players in the fantasy football drafts. And LaDainian Tomlinson, the overall number one pick, not a real good start. Not a real good start. Larry Johnson. Not a real good start. You could start breaking down Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, of course, out for the year. No, nobody's had that real good start. But there's six rookie running backs, which is very uncommon for a rookie running back to step in. Adrian Peterson, of course, an exception, who, you know what? He hasn't had all that great of a year.
He's had a horrible year.
I did not realize Darren McFadden for the Raiders averages 5.3 yards when he touches the ball. Not only one score, and depending on what league you're in, you know, that's a big deal too. But 5.3 yards. Steve Slayton, Felix Jones, Matt Forte for the Bears. He's been the one to get a lot of attention. From opposing defenses, but they haven't been able to stop him, and he kind of leads the way, 383 yards. But the touchdown deal, what has happened to these older backs, or is it the offensive lines aren't that good anymore?
Well, that was one of the emails we received yesterday, you know, talking about Larry Johnson and LT's line evidently maybe not quite as good. But, you know, if you're looking at fantasy and if you're into the, you know, you're either into fantasy or you're not, the numbers are kind of skewed a little bit. You know, Ronnie Brown has big numbers, but he had one big game. You've had a lot of guys that have had that one big game. There hasn't been a lot of consistency out there.
Well, I think the consistency's come. You know, the people you expected to have consistently haven't, but Matt Forte's been pretty consistent. Steve Slayton once Montgomery went down.
They're new guys.
Right,
they're
but I mean, guys. How could you put a lot of stock in that? Yeah, you're right. But I think some people have just certainly came off the radar, especially at the running back position. And you know, you look at rookies making an impact as far as the receiving role goes, not too many of them out there. Just like you expect not too many running backs, but the running backs are the ones making the noise.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can give us a buzz at 1-888-455-ESPN. You can also email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you're from Farwell, and you'll get right into us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, coming up Saturday, Hastings College trying to stay in the playoff hunt, and they're going to have to pull an upset, it looks like, to do it as they travel to fifth-ranked Morningside, who is just doing an outstanding job up there. They have to keep playing second fiddle to Sioux Falls because they're ranked second in the country. But I found something interesting, Daddy. As Hastings is setting, or excuse me, Morningside setting fifth in the country at 4-0. In the GPAC conference this week, the offensive player of the week from Morningside. The special teams player of the week from Morningside. The defensive player of the week, Dakota Wesleyan. And to find out what's wrong with the defense at Morningside College, we bring in the defensive coordinator from Morningside, Jay Christensen. Morning, Jay.
Hey, guys. How's it going there?
What's going on, bud?
Oh, just getting ready for the game on Saturday, just watching some film and getting practice scripts ready.
Well, as we said, as we were promoing the show here at the top, Jay, of course, a long time at UNK and has now moved on to Morningside. I guess let's start there, Jay. What did you notice as some of the major differences between coaching at the Division II level and then coaching at one of the premier NAIA schools?
Well, to be honest with you guys, there isn't much difference. You know, the players work hard just like the guys did in Kearney. They get after it. Our defense slides around. We play fast. You know, the offenses are very similar to what we faced in the RMAC. So not a ton of difference, you know, going from NAIA 2 or, excuse me, from NCAA Division 2 to one of the, like you said, we feel one of the premier NAIA institutions in the country.
Jay, I guess as you've been looking at film and as you look at Hastings, what concerns you about them and Coach Murkowitz?
Well, Hastings is a very talented ball club offensively. They've got a big physical offensive line. They've got two good running backs, and they offer you a little bit different change of tempo. One of their running backs is more of a slasher. The other one's more of a power guy. And they've got two really, really fantastic wide receivers. So They're a physical team, but yet on the perimeter, they're very fast and very talented also on the perimeter.
Talking with Morningside defensive coordinator Jay Christensen here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jay, and this has been no secret as we talk with Merck and Morris, of course, every Monday. They have had problems running the ball. The couple of games that they did have success were no doubt against teams that just didn't have a lot of talent. I mean, they played Dort last week, who was a brand-new institution. And I'm guessing the defensive coordinators are starting to overplay some of those passing and some of those wide receivers a little bit more. When you see an unbalanced attack, as far as where they're more successful, how do you plan for them?
Well, you know, we're going in this game to stop the run, and we feel like that's what Hastings wants to do first and foremost is establish a running game. And, you know, as a defensive coordinator, if they're even close to balanced or even maybe even a little bit more towards the pass side, you still go in the game stopping the run because if you can't do that, there's nothing worse than a team having 13, 14, 15 play drives on you and just cramming the ball down your throat. So, you know, we're going to stop the run first and deal with their play action and hopefully we have success dealing with their play action and their passing game.
Jay Christensen, defensive coordinator at Morningside, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jay, as far as a recruiting base in Sioux City, where do you guys look to find the majority of your players?
Well, we do look in a lot of eastern Nebraska, northeast Nebraska, where there's fantastic football talent. As we all know, you know, you've got Pierce and Norfolk Catholic and those teams up there. We recruit heavy western Iowa, very good football talent there in western Iowa. And then, up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, there's great football. And, the South Dakota area, around the Sioux Falls region.
Jay, as you get ready for Hastings, you guys continue to put up points. Can you touch a little bit on your offense? As we mentioned, Ian Gilworth was the GPAC Player of the Week. His numbers weren't outstanding, but he did throw for four touchdowns. What makes your offense click?
Well, our offense is very, very balanced, and it's very tough to focus on the run or the pass. We've got a fantastic quarterback, a pretty darn good O-line, three fantastic receivers. So it's very tough to cover our passing game because of the talent on the perimeter. We got three very, very good receivers with Bo Kildo and Blake Anderson and Antoine Bloom would be the third. But it's just we got very good running backs, very good receivers, good quarterback, and a good O-line. So it's very spread out, so it's tough to really game plan for them.
Jay, are you married yet?
No, I'm not married. Tony, thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
Ow.
No, not yet. Still, just focused on football and trying to win games. That time will come, Tony.
Remember, we're not even going down that road with Tony. What's the social life? What's the life like? I guess not even social, but what's some of the differences between just kind of hanging out in Sioux City and hanging out here in Kearney where you were for a long, long time?
Well, there's a big difference there. You know, I left behind a tons of good friends, including you guys, the coaching staff at UNK, and several others, and the guys out at Metalark, including Scotty Three Putt himself. I haven't had time to really establish much of a social life up here. Just like I said, I'm just trying to win a ton of football games and lead us to a great run in the playoffs.
Well, we'd sure like you to guarantee a victory on Saturday right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Would you be willing to do that, Jay?
Tony, Daddy, I would never guarantee a victory. I can guarantee you that we'll come out and play very, very hard, and I can guarantee you that Hastings is going to do the same thing. They're going to play a physical game, and I'm looking forward to this game. We feel that both teams match up talent-wise. There's equal talent across the ball everywhere, so it's going to be a fun game.
Doug, I see here on the top five recruits, Joel Nixon out of Wakefield, one of those kids up there. We got a chance to see him
Shrine
play.
Bowl.
Just an excellent, excellent football player in
great
his own
play.
Right. And obviously it'd be fun to follow his career with Morningside as it continues.
Great football player for us, absolutely. He's seeing some considerable playing time as a freshman at wide receiver for us this year.
Well, Jay, we look forward to seeing you again as soon as possible, and keep up the good work there at Morningside. Hopefully a good game on Saturday for you guys, and best of luck.
Well, thank you. I want to say one thing to my boy, Lauren Kaiser. Again, congratulations on the newborn, and congratulations to you and Allie. And again, I look forward to seeing everybody, you know, as soon as the season's over, which hopefully isn't until late December.
That will be outstanding. Outstanding, and we'll make sure that that knucklehead heard that, all right?
All right. Thanks, guys.
See you, Jay.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Jay Christensen, defensive coordinator at Morningside, longtime player and coach at UNK, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tall task for Hastings. They need to play their best game of the year defensively to have a shot in this one, because Morningside is putting up points.
38-13 a year ago at Hastings, so they know what they're up against, and hopefully they'll be able to have an answer for them on Saturday.
Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up in just a little bit, Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. We have a few other things we want to touch on as well. And of course, any Husker news or any other sports that you want to chat about, fire us an email, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
Yes, but do it now. Yes, we still have the fifth wheel sale going on at Eagle Crest in Grand Island, but slimming down on numbers. Yes, you can save up to $10,000 on our Colorado or Cruisers and $20,000 on a luxury Cameo. And we have a one-of-a-kind 2007 40-foot Genesis motorhome. You want to know how much you can save on that during this Eagle Crest sale? How about $100,000? And Jim will throw in a $5,000 fuel card to boot. It's time right now, the end of the year sale on West Highway 30 in Grand Island. Eagle Crest, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelke Heating and Air today.
At Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, we're proud to present exciting dining choices. Our legendary steaks are personally selected from our exclusive aged premium reserve beef. Sensational entrees like our premium glazed lamb chops and pecan-crusted Chilean sea bass will contribute to your experience. You can view the entire menu on our website. Join us for a relaxing and enjoyable dining experience at Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, where steaks are our passion, excellence is our promise.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Hi, I'm Justin McBride, PBR World Champion. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Now here's a real eye-opener for you. Lind Eye Care of Kearney is moving. That's right. As of October 15th, their new location will be at 4107 7th Avenue. At Lind Eye Care, you can count on Dr. Lind and Dr. Bierbauer to take care of all of your vision needs, whether it's new contacts or LASIK surgery. At Lind Eye Care, they'll treat your eyes as if they were treating their own. Plan now to visit Lind Eye Care in their new location at 4107 7th Avenue, beginning on October 15th.
Mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures in the mid-70s. Winds will also stay to the south early and then shift to the north later today at 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see skies turn partly cloudy with a low near 40 on the way to 71 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 55.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, Kermit wants you to fall in love with your home all over again, Daddy, to bring out that hidden beauty you once saw when you chose your home. Find that curb appeal again. Now is the time to get your home or business looking hot again. So come spring, all you have left to do is pick what flowers and shrubs you would like. You want to compliment the color of your home or business? Curbit can do that. Curbit has a continuous and free-flowing landscape edging. It allows smooth, graceful curves, straight straightaways, and round circles that add beauty and value to your home. It's low maintenance, adds definition, and is guaranteed for a full 5 years. So go to curbit.net, pick out the design that you think will work, and get that free estimate from the boys today. Matt and the gang would love to hear from you. 237-4805, or go to curbit.net and see what Curbit can do for you. And I think you'll like what you see, folks. In fact, I know you will.
Doug, the debate raged on last night. We're a month away from this monster decision. Now, did you hear what happened in Nevada? Fraudulent voter forms turned up. The entire lineup of the Dallas Cowboys was found in Nevada. True story. Tony Romo, they say, is not a registered voter. Hmm. Or if you're Terrell Owens, they will turn you away as well.
Interesting.
Cannot cast a ballot on November 4th, Secretary of State Ross Miller said.
Danny, I found something that I heard. I think you would like to rant on, because you like to read the paper a lot, and you are disheartened by the lack of a certain publication no longer available in the fine city of Kearney.
Okay, well, this started actually several years ago. I've actually been a subscriber of the Lincoln Journal Star. We have many friends at the Lincoln Journal Star, including Steve Sipple, Kurt McKeever. The list goes on.
Todd Hendricks. Riley Jane Hamilton. There Ken Hamilton.
Love the Lincoln Journal Star. It was delivered on my doorstep every morning between 5:45 and 6:15.
What time did you usually get it, though?
Well, sometimes when I was standing in my garage, they delivered it.
Getting ready for your morning jog. Right?
I was getting ready for my morning jog.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, in the mail, I was alerted about 3 weeks ago, I guess, get a letter that says circulation is going to cease in your area. Well, this happened once before because the road I live on happens to be La Platte. Well, there's a La Platte road which happens to be apparently like 10 miles south of Kearney, which I understood that they weren't going to bring that to me every day, so the circulation people. And I said, no, I live right in the city limits of Kearney. And so we got that straightened out, and everything was – I figured it was another deal similar to that. You know, they're trying to cut costs. Yeah, I mean, it's expensive. I understand that. So on October 1st, I just called. I said, hey, I appreciate it. I'll just pick it up. I'll just run up to Casey's 3 blocks from my house and grab it, or stop it at Sims's or Holiday, wherever you want to go with it. And I'll pick up my Lincoln Journal Star. So the first day, I noticed it wasn't there, so I grabbed my USA Today and other publications. And so about the third day, finally ran into a lady, and actually it was Holiday, and I said, she said, no, they ceased to deliver any newspapers past Grand Island. You cannot get a Lincoln Journal Star anymore. That is very frustrating to me, because the addition we get of another state publication, I just found out the Celtics won the NBA Finals. And that is frustrating me. So I went a different route. I did not get that publication because of the Omaha World Herald.
Well, this would happen to this, you would think, would help the Tri-City papers. And another thing, I wonder if that's enough to make some of them become morning publications. Right now, the Independent, the only one that is a morning publication, the Tribune and the Hub are afternoon publications. And they're all outstanding. You get what you need. Just wondering, but you were obviously dismayed about the Lincoln Journal Star. So sorry, buddy. Sorry.
Well, I just figured you'd be able to
go online. You have to go online.
Now, you can get the Lincoln Journal Star in your mail, but I don't want to read the paper at 1:30 when I get my mail.
When you get up, you want to read the paper, don't you? 1-888-455-ESPN. Don't forget to go check out our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com, the Doug and Daddy poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. This week, what do you think of Nebraska's 3-2 start? What are your thoughts on Nebraska's 3-2 start? And right now, Daddy, 42%, just what I expected. 28%, this is horrible, no bowl game again. 24%, Big Red in trouble. 5% better record than I thought.
5%? No. You had a real skewed view of where we were at.
So go on, log on, vote, ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up, we're going to give you a chance to qualify for Cunningham's and ESPN Radio's trip to see the Denver Broncos and Kansas City Chiefs play in Denver on December the 7th. The drawing will be held at the end of November at Cunningham's. It's a trip for four with tickets to the game, hotel, spending cash. It's outstanding. They're also giving away a 42-inch LCD HDTV, Frosty Fridge recliner. Drawings will be at the end of the Husker Bowl game, if there is. Or if there's not, then the Super Bowl, they'll be giving away that later on. There's also weekly drawings. And if you are the winner on the Doug and Daddy Show, you don't just get your name in the hat. You don't just get two names in the hat or three. You get five registrations on the Doug and Daddy Show. And we'll do that here in just a little bit. And don't forget, you can also register every Sunday and Monday during NFL football at Cunningham's with the order of a Coors Light or Miller Lite. But your chance to go to an NFL game for nothing, 40-inch LCD, 42-inch LCD HDTV, weekly drawings as well, T-shirts, tailgate chairs, gift certificates, and a whole lot more from Cunningham's and ESPN. So be listening. We're going to give you a chance to do that before the end of the hour. But right now, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, high school football talk, Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy Show.
We have, in effect, put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Stiff neck or an aching back is preventing you from working out, playing with your kids, or just enjoying special events. Salon Pause can help. Salon Pause. They're medicated patches that provide fast and sustained relief right where you need it most. No more stiff neck or aching back. Just lasting relief. Get back to enjoying the life you deserve with Salon Pause. Available at major drug stores, membership warehouses, and local pharmacies.
S-A-L-O-N-P-A-S. Salon Pause. Be more active.
Around here, we talk a lot about odds. This college football season, Dr. Pepper is bringing you great odds on winning some really great prizes. Just pick up some Dr. Pepper in the limited edition football cans and enter your code at drpepper.com for a 1-in-6 chance to win prizes, like a trip to a college conference championship game. And the more you drink, the more chances you have to win. Now, those are some great odds. Dr. Pepper football cans are going fast, but remember, drink it slow. Doctor's orders.
So I'm thinking it's that time of year. You know, football, beer season. But my wife thinks it's...
Honey, help me decorate the house in various shades of orange. Throw fake leaves and plastic pumpkins everywhere.
Season. I need a break. Football and an ice-cold beer.
Escape to Cunningham's Rental Yard Good Time Headquarters this fall. Cunningham's has every NFL game on every Sunday, all in high def. Enjoy food and drink specials, too. But don't wait till Sundays. Visit any night of the week and escape the...
Honey, help me.
Zone. Cunningham's Journal. Downtown Kearney.
Sunday, it's the NFL on Westwood One. We take you live to Raymond James Stadium as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers play host to the Carolina Panthers. Hi, this is Bill Rosinski. Join Dan Reeves and me for all the action as two division rivals face off for the first time this season. The Bucs, the Panthers. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
The Bucs Panthers start our Sunday triple header, followed by the Broncos, Jaguars, and the Patriot Chargers. The NFL Sunday on ESPN.
Every Friday, Doug and Daddy's College Football Pick'em can win you a gift certificate to Johnny Casinos. Between 11 and noon every Friday during the football season, Johnny Casinos, west side of the Conestoga Mall, reminding you that what goes on during parts of Doug and Daddy is brought to you by Johnny Casino.
We'll see mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures in the mid-70s. Winds will also stay to the south early and then shift to the north later today at 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see skies turn partly cloudy with a low near 40 on the way to 71 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 55.
Yeah. Aftermath. Gee, you nick. Damn, baby, all I need is a little bit. A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Couple of breaking news stories here. Not earth-shattering, but really cool. I think Daddy will like both of these. Let's start with D2Football.com has named UNK freshman running back Rustin Dring their national offensive player of the week.
Really?
250 all-purpose yards in the win over Pueblo, 180 yards rushing, 69 yards receiving, the school record, a 98-yard touchdown run in the second quarter. Wait a minute. Hello? Is this the RMAC? Who was your offensive player of the week? Oh, it wasn't Rustin Dring. Well, stick it to him again. He's the national player of the week. Oh, okay. All right, thanks. Congratulations, Rustin Dring, national player of the week on offense. And, secondly, Daddy, they have named the host for the 27th Breeders' Cup. Now, the 25th Breeders' Cup, the Silver Anniversary Breeders' Cup, is just a couple of weekends away, and we're going to have some special guests for that. That is the 24th and 25th, and that is at?
Santa Anita. It's Santa Anita for the 25th and 26th. It's back-to-back years, this year and next year at Santa Anita. And now you are going to tell us where the 2010 is.
Churchill Downs, Louisville, Kentucky, will host the biggest event for a seventh time, but first since the Cup expanded to 2 days. And that just happened last year.
You think? $25.5 million will be raced for in 2 days. This year. So who knows, you know, in 2 years what the purses will be.
So that's coming up in 2010.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
1-888-455-ESPN. Oh, wait a minute. What are we talking about? It's Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep. And, Bob, good morning.
Hello there, Duda. Hello there, Daddy.
What's going on, buddy?
Well, I don't know, but we're getting old, or I'm getting old, and there's two reasons for this. First of all, I was going to tell you that, to make a long story short, I woke up this morning at 3:43, couldn't go back to sleep, wound up going to work, and what I thought about as I was driving to work was, there was a time when I was going home at 3:43. And now I'm going to work at 3:43, and that's just not right. And the other thing, you know, Derek, who does a delightful job there as your producer, he never heard about Derek and the Dominoes. He didn't know about Slow Hand. I mean, you know, how can you not know about Eric Clapton?
Especially
it's
Derek.
It's the little things that bug me.
I think
especially when I'm sleep deprived.
I think Derek knows a few things about Eric Clapton's music. He just probably didn't, you know, realize
okay.
the connection.
Well, then that's a saving grace right there.
Now, Robert, I just have one piece of advice there. If you would go home at 1:30, you probably would be able to sleep at 3:43.
You know, the sad thing is, I closed the book at 11 o'clock. Shut the laugh. Woke up at 3:43. Thought I felt great, and I did till about a quarter till five. And since then, I've been hanging on. It's a bad deal, man.
Football, Robert. Let's talk football. That might get us pointed in the right direction. Hey, yeah. We're seeing some good football games on the slate this week. We talked last week that maybe it wasn't going to be the most exciting week of the regular season, and I don't think it was. There were a ton of blowouts, and I don't mean 35-6. There were a lot of bad scores out there, but there were, as always, some nice games out there in the area. A little bit of surprise, I thought. Broken Bow knocked off Gothenburg, and that was, I know, the Kearney Hubs game of the week, and one of the few games on the schedule that seemed to have some issues of being a good one.
Oh, yeah, that lived up to everything that you expected. I actually got to see a fair amount of that ball game. I spent some time back home in Custer County last weekend and stopped there at watch the Broken Bow game. Teams going up and down the field, teams making plays, but teams, you know, defense is stiffening inside the 20. You know, there's a lot of really talented kids on the field. Sean Walker, you know, they count on him for so much, and he delivers almost all of the time. But a kid that really impressed me, and frankly I had not seen play before, Dustin Martin, the running back of Broken Bow, he just did a fabulous job. And then the Broken Bow defense with the Scott boys, they were strong when they needed to be, and that was a real quality win. And it was good enough to get them rated, at least by us.
Bob, I guess statewide, what stood out to you getting away from our area?
Well, I think generally, just in general, people just kind of maybe took a little bit of a week off from big things happening. But what we're going to see now is we're going to finish with a rush. I've been doing a little research, and really the next 3 weeks are just loaded. District play, lots of things to say about NSAA scheduling, but one of the great byproducts, in fact, the greatest byproduct, district play, setting up where things matter all over again. You can lose your first three games of the season, four games, five games in some cases, in Class B, for instance, and your season starts over with the district. And there's some big ball games this week. There's some big ball games next week. But, guys, and this is a ballpark for there's 20, 25 district championship games, or games that almost certainly will be district championship games played that last week of the season. And, the NSA got it right that way. I mean, there's a lot of drama that's building, and that last week is just going to be loaded.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as he does every Wednesday. Well, let's delve into this week's games, and I think one of the most interesting, and it probably has nothing to do with what's on the field, is Adams Central and Hastings High. And I think a lot of people are giving the nod to Adams Central in this football game. Hastings High is going to have to take that underdog mentality in this contest. And I know they did not expect to maybe get beat last week. And maybe that's because they were getting ready for the kids, at least, for this week's game.
Well, it is the game just filled with ironies. It just is. I mean, for years we've been trained to look forward to the big game in Hastings in October. Saints to see in Adams Central. Well, it's a little bit different this year. Adams Central goes up to B, and they're going to play Hastings. Hastings has struggled mightily. And I'll be honest, I saw Hastings opening night, and I thought, hey, things could work a little bit there when they played against Columbus. But they just haven't, especially on offense. They can't seem to score enough points. But I got to tell you, I think all three of us and everybody listening knows that the effort that we're going to get from Hastings this week is going to be a little different than what it's been leading up to this game. Hastings is clearly an underdog. Adams Central is clearly the favorite. That Ryan Beamer, I tell you what, he's like one of those little machines you get candy out of. You just put the money in, and good things come out. I mean, they give him the ball 30, 40 times a game, and, it's 220, 230 yards a game, four touchdowns. It's just automatic. And you can bet that Adams Central is not going to get fancy. They're just going to start pumping him the ball early and often, going to check out Hastings, see if they can stop him. It's going to be up to Hastings to kind of rise up and, come up with probably their best effort of the year, especially on offense. They're going to have to find a way to score some points because Adams Central's going to score. They're going to score some points. But it will be a great atmosphere, and it'll be a great night for football. And, the one thing about those rivalries in Hastings, and I'm sure the same thing is going to be certain at this ball game, there's a lot of respect between all those schools. And people treat each other very well at these games. There was a time when that wasn't the case, but here, especially since St. Cecilia and Adams Central got back together, those games have been just top-notch. Not just the play on the field, but how things have been handled leading up to the game and on the part of the people that attend the games. And it will be. It'll be a really good night for high school football. And I'll guarantee you, Hastings' entire year, regardless of the fact things have gone badly to this point for the most part, would be made with a win on Friday night.
Bob, I guess another team in the area, well, they're not in our area, but they're playing a team in our area that's stepping up in class, has been the Elkhorn Antlers, and they're coming to play Kearney against Kearney, a top 10 battle, really.
It's kind of funny how things go. I mean, I've... Over the course of the last few weeks, what I've thought about this game has undulated wildly. I mean, at first you're thinking, well, I didn't know what to make of it because Kearney's only got one starter coming back. God bless Brady Roeder. And then Elkhorn's going to move up in class, and isn't that supposed to be the kiss of death? That's what everybody said. There's no way that a Class B team can play, top-notch Class A football. And then Kearney plays well, and then Kearney hits some bumps in the road. They've lost to some good teams. Elkhorn gets the big win against Miller South, and now here we are basically, you know, district championship going to be decided. I think it's a game that Elkhorn's got to be favored in, but, well, I tell you what, it sets up for a Kearney surprise. That will definitely be one of the most interesting games that comes down the pike this week. And Jordan Moncrief, I mean, what a gift. That kid has just been, he has been consistently good running and passing the ball every game. And, you know, you got a player like that that you can count on for big plays. That gives you a shot against anybody. And so I would suspect Jordan will have a lot to say with what happens on Friday.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, Bob, it's been talked about now the last couple of weeks, and you brought it up, I believe, on our Friday night scoreboard show. But one of the things that people like to always find out or debate about is how the smaller schools, and you don't think it'd be as that, but how the smaller schools would compete at any level in any sport with those in Class A. And obviously McCook is just not getting tested in Class B. You don't do an all-class top 10. Our friend Stuart Pospisil is the only one that does that, and he has McCook, I believe, sixth this week in the all-class. Where would you put McCook, and is there any other non-Class A team that is worthy of mention in a top 10 all-state?
Well, sixth is too low, but once again, I'm pretty sure Stu does his alphabetical. It's simpler that way, you know. So, no, McCook is right there with anybody that Class A's got to offer. The one team in Class A that I think would be a touchdown favorite would be Millard West. I mean, Millard West has answered the bell every week, and that's one of those teams. There is just a classic team. They don't have the big names. They don't have the over, you know, the scouting reports and the five-star players and whatnot, but they got a lot of really good players. I would think Millard West, to me, is clearly the best team in the state right now. But number two, I could put McCook number two. I did talk about that a little bit in Huskerland and on our website last week. You know, really, Elkhorn just sealed the deal. I mean, you know, Elkhorn was really good last year, but Elkhorn wasn't as good as McCook. And McCook's the team with everybody back. Elkhorn, you know, well, of course, Elkhorn's Elkhorn. I mean, it isn't like, you know, they just picked some people out of an alley and threw them on the field here this year. But they weren't returning starters, certainly. So I would have no problem putting McCook second. And frankly, I think that would be one of the most fascinating games that could get played would be McCook and Millard West. If for no other reason, then I would be curious to see how Matt Berry would do against a top-notch, superior Class A defense. My suspicion is it would be quite well.
Especially if they played it in McCook. Bob Jensen joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Huskerland Prep Report. Some of the interesting games, as you mentioned, Bob, in our notes back and forth. Holdridge and Ogallala. Holdridge can prove that their record right now is not a facade, not a fluke, and really make a statement that they we're going to be doing the Wood River-Minden game. Again, Minden trying to win that district after a very tough 0-3 start with unbelievable non-district competition, I think all rated. We will see Elwood and Maxwell is one of the best eight-man games in the state of Nebraska. Those are some of them. Touch on that or maybe something else that's outside the area.
Briefly, here's the deal. That steady drumbeat that you hear, that is the deal. McCook and Ogallala, McCook and Ogallala, McCook and Ogallala. That's the game people are looking for. I hear more about that game. I hear more. Of course, people are talking about McCook. They have been an incredible story. But that's the game everybody wants to see happen. That's the game. October 24th at Ogallala. 5,000 people are going to be there. You just know they are, unless Ogallala forgets what it's doing somewhere down the road and gets beat. McCook ain't going to get beat. Is Holdridge going to beat Ogallala? I wouldn't be willing to say that. But I would say that Holdridge can make this thing interesting. But the one what makes Ogallala so tough to upset, now a superior team can beat them, and I think that's probably what's going to happen when they play McCook, but they're so good on defense. And they have got a kid by the name of Joe Knott, who is just a knockout linebacker. And so can Holdridge win that ball game? Anybody can win any game except Nebraska against Missouri. That's not true. But that they've got a shot, but they're going to have to play about perfect. As far as Wood River and Minden goes, yeah, Minden played just a killer start to the schedule. But they have really got it going now. They've really got it going. Wood River, you know, if Coach Garfield could just get more excited. You know, that's just it. The guy's got no enthusiasm for the game.
Yeah.
Anybody who knows Coach Garfield knows I'm teasing. The guy's a madman.
I think he's Eckler's cousin.
Well, there you go. He's got the kids. He's got the kids really believing. And that McTavish kid, he can score from anywhere on the field. So Wood River's got a shot, but I like Minden to win that ball game. Elwood could have some problems. Well, they will have some problems. Now, whether or not they can overcome and win, I don't know. Again, you can only go so far with your star running back's dad being from Arnold. Okay, that will take you a long way. But the Barnes kid is a great player. Maxwell's really good. And a kid that they're going to have to watch out for there is their linebacker. And the kid they moved to fullback, a kid by the name of Josh Emovic. And Josh is a classic eight-man linebacker. He weighs 170 pounds. But he tackles anything that moves. And I think Maxwell's got a real shot of upsetting Elwood on Friday night.
Now, Bob, there's a woman charged with stalking Luke Walton. Many people stalk you. Where are you going on Friday night?
You pay your bills, you don't have that problem. You just don't, you know. And, that thing about direct deposit now, you can't just go with that, well, it's in the mail thing. That won't buy you any time anymore either. Well, strangely enough, I've got, this is how my life goes. I'm either going to go to Clearwater or Omaha. I don't know. But Clearwater, Orchard, and Burwell play. That is a game that I have just absolutely been fascinated by. Clearwater, Orchard, a new cooperative football program. You know, Clearwater only brings six kids to the program. However, that turns out to be one of the starting halfbacks, the quarterback, and one of the ends. And on the other hand, Orchard just happens to have three linemen who average 260 pounds that they put in front of them. And which is all fine and well. They haven't been tested. The last two games, they played two teams that, just offered, they couldn't offer any resistance. They won those games 124-0. Now they're going to get a taste of Cody Gurney, Jake Holmquist, Derek Snyder, and the boys. And that's going to be a whole different deal. And what I would look for there is for Burwell to really come out and try and make something happen right away. Hit them with their speed, maybe knock Clearwater Orchard back on their heels a little bit, because if that game goes four quarters and turns out to be one of those, slugfest type things, Burwell's chances are not as good. But I would think that Burwell will find a way to win that ball game. And if I go to Omaha, I'd like to see Bellevue West and Papillion South. People there in Kearney had a chance to see Papio South. And with everything that's turned upside down in Class A in the last 3 or 4 weeks, Papillion South has emerged as one of the really strong football teams in Class A. Their only loss is to Kearney. And, Bellevue West, Tyler Seals, got to see him play again. That kid is just amazing. You just don't have Class A kids average 300 yards passing a game. But he does, and he can throw it short. He can throw it long. He's got the receivers. Greg Harden is just an incredible athlete at one end. Evan Herring on the other end. They've just got people to go to. And that's going to be a great ball game too.
Well, I'm guessing in one place you'll see cowboy boots and not in the other. So whichever one you choose, Robert, have a great Friday, and we'll catch up with you again next Wednesday, okay, bud?
I'm going to go take a nap.
All right. Good luck, bud. Bob Jensen, deprived of sleep and, well, a lot of other things from Huskerland Prep Report, joining us here as he does every Wednesday on the Doug and Daddy Show. One other note for folks that didn't have this on their schedule, next Saturday's game between Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings has been moved to a 2 o'clock kickoff because of homecoming festivities. The game, Nebraska Wesleyan at Hastings, is a 2 o'clock kickoff at Hastings College. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're up against it. We will be right back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Most of the sponsor messages you're about to hear did not realize their commercials were going to be in the Doug and Daddy Show. Pity.
Sports analogies from UPS.
UPS asks, do sports analogies for shipping ever get old?
No!
All right. UPS Express shipping options are so reliable, they're like a playbook that guarantees a touchdown on every play. That's because UPS gives you plenty of options from two-day to same-day delivery, so you can better serve your customers. It's whatever speed you need. And this playbook guarantees a touchdown even when you call a timeout. I'm not sure how that works.
Sports analogies from UPS.
UPS. What can Brown do for you?
Hey, I'm Mark Schlereth. Maybe you've seen me on ESPN. Listen up. Let's say my voice is your TV. It's nice.
but
it could look as stunning as I sound now. I sound as crisp as HDTV looks, my brother. It's the Sears Ultimate Football Experience. Imagine the 50-yard line right in front of your couch and as clear as my voice. Save 10% instantly on all HDTVs 40 inches and up when you use your Sears card or get amazing financing. Make every game a home game at Sears. Offer ends 11/15/08. See store for details. Exclusions may apply.
There are too many reasons that you want your RV vacation to go right than to have one little thing make it go wrong. Rich & Sons RV headquarters on South 281 Grand Island give you the peace of mind that matches the freedom and economy of your RV vacation. Trained and manufacturer certified, the Rich & Sons staff know every RV inside and out. In fact, right now, for less than $170, you can get a full 20-point inspection. Mobile ready-to-go service also available. Log on now to richsonsrv.com.
Hey, Nebraska, this is Adam from Big O Tires, and I know the economy is tough right now. That's why I went out and found a fantastic deal on Goodyear Wranglers. How about a 235 75 15 at just $89.95? Or a 245 75 16 at only $95.95? I invite you to shop around. I guarantee you will not find a better price than at Big O Tires. Come check out these Goodyear Wranglers, get a premium tire at the lowest price in town, period. Only at Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, except for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see mostly sunny skies develop across the area today with high temperatures in the mid-70s. Winds will also stay to the south early and then shift to the north later today at 5 to 15. For tonight, we'll see skies turn partly cloudy with a low near 40 on the way to 71 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 55.
Tim McCarver's an idiot. Back on the Doug and Daddy Show. 1-888-455-ESPN. Glad to have you along with us. Dead Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. But right now, it's time to get you signed up for the Rocky Mountain Mile High Getaway from ESPN Radio Superstation and Cunningham's Journal. It's coming in December when the Chiefs head to Denver. You can win tickets, accommodations, and spending cash. We're going to give you a chance for five qualifications. Count them, five right now. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. ESPN. Hey, let's take him on the air, Derek. Let's get all crazy. Let's just get all crazy. We'll take him on the air. For Cunningham's Journal, to get all signed up. We're going to take him on the air live today, and let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, Doug and Daddy Show. Who are we chatting with? Oh, sorry, let's do that again. Who are we chatting with?
This is Jay.
Hey, Jay, how's it going? Here's your trivia question for the day. Dan Hawkins, the head football coach at Colorado, just got a contract extension. Where did he coach at before Colorado?
No clue.
Oh, buddy. Okay, try back. Sorry, let's keep going on the phone lines. 1-888-455-ESPN. Doug and Danny Show, who are we chatting with?
It's Dan.
Let's give you the same question. Colorado just extended Coach Dan Hawkins' contract. Where did Coach Hawkins coach at right before he came to Colorado?
About Boise State.
There we go. All right. Hey, I'm gonna ask you another one, just in case I'm going to throw this out. Mike Leach, head football coach at Texas Tech, joins us on the show tomorrow. Where did he play college football at?
Where did he play at?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he even played. I figured he's read pirate books.
Well, you don't need to know that. BYU. But hold on the line. Derek will get your information and get you signed up for the Rocky Mountain Mile High Getaway from ESPN and from Cunningham's Journal. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're just about running out of time. A couple more things to talk about, Daddy. Go ahead.
You bring that up. That's a great trivia question in its own right, because if you know anything about Mike Leach, may not be the saint or one of those very church-going guys. He seems to be a little bit wild at times.
But didn't know that. You can't say that.
BYU.
You know that.
BYU.
Sometimes people imbibe and go, they serve wine at church. What's wrong with you?
Hey, we're going to catch up with him tomorrow.
Not that you would know that. whatever. Yeah, Mike Leach joins us on the show tomorrow. A couple other things. UNK volleyball team sweeps Peru State last night, but Shannon Clausen is out for the year after a knee injury. Hastings College begins a four-game homestand tonight against Nebraska Wesleyan. They are ranked 19th in the country in this week's poll. Second-ranked Nebraska volleyball team hosting Oklahoma tonight at 7. The game's on ESPNU, also on our sister station, 94.5 FM, The Breeze. Had some good volleyball action last night. Aurora beat Kearney, Northwest over Hastings, Central Catholic over Adams Central. Ravenna seems to have things clicking. They won the four-team quad over at Minden that had three state-rated teams. Congratulations to Adams Central and Northwest in Class B. Girls golf teams are headed to state. And in Class C over at Meadowlark Hills, Grand Island Central Catholic and Donovan Trumbull also qualified for state. Kearney Catholic, let's see, wait a minute, that was at Grand Island. Kearney Catholic winning their district here at Meadowlark Hills, so congratulations to them. And again, congratulations to Donnie Bowman of Kearney. She was recognized at the Nebraska Golf Hall of Fame last night and received the Dr. Herbert H. Davis Award. Bob Jensen joined us on the show today. Thanks to Bob. Jay Christensen, defensive coordinator from Morningside. Tomorrow, Mike Leach, the head football coach at Texas Tech. And Tom Rudroot, head coach of the Tri-City Storm. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.